This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Reinhardt, R-E-I-N, like November, H-A-R-D-T, date of birth 1/24/1957. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Reinhardt with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was March 25th of this year. She recently had an elevated creatinine level, higher than she's ever had. It was 2.02 September 3rd. And she also had a urinary tract infection, and she's currently receiving a cephalosporin for treatment, and she's feeling much better. Her Lasix was stopped at that time also, and creatinine level was rechecked 9.8 of 25, and it's down to 1.33, so that's more back to her baseline. She's currently feeling quite well. Her weight is down 17 pounds over the last 6 months. She is going to have a urology consult due to the recurrent UTIs that she's been experiencing. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She had recent UTI, and she's currently on antibiotics. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have ulcerative colitis, but it's well controlled with her loperamide. It's 2 milligrams 3 times a day, and that seems to control all the symptoms and stops diarrhea and stable edema of the lower extremities. Medication list is reviewed. Lasix 40 milligram daily is now on hold, and she won't be resuming that. She's just trying to limit fluid intake. The new med is loperamide. She's also on Flomax, lisinopril 5 milligram daily, and Lipitor is 20 milligram daily. And her other routine medications are continued. Physical exam, weight 201 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 78. Pulse is 100 and regular. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen obese without ascites. And a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs. The most recent lab studies were done 9/8/2025. Creatinine came down from 1.95 with estimated GFR in early September. Now 1.33 with estimated GFR 44. Calcium 9, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 30. Her CBC was done 9/3/25. Hemoglobin is 11.1, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Phosphorus 9.3 was 3.7. And the urinalysis did reveal a UTI with 2 plus white blood cells, 4 plus bacteria, no blood. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We agree with staying off the Lasix at this point and finishing the cephalosporin for the urinary tract infection. Also, it is a very good idea to send her to urology for further evaluation of recurrent UTIs. And she should continue to get labs for us every 3 months. A new lab order was faxed over to the Edmore office for her convenience, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.